Welcome back to the Basement Door. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Yeah, okay, cool.
Okay.
That's it. Quick intro. We don't want to do intros anymore, so we're going to do very fast things like that. I like your baseball shirt. You look like you're in the Sandlot.
Thank you.
Like a remake or something.
Well, I had to wear a very thin shirt today because I'm having a sweaty day.
You kind of look like Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Like if he got older and had a couple kids. You know
From the Dodgers.
Retired from the Dodgers.
I like that he stole home in the end.
Love that he stole
home. And he pointed up to fucking to Smalls.
Guy was still wearing the fish hat.
Yeah, which was, there's no way that a hat can last that long.
Not a fish hat.
No.
With a brim on it.
I know.
It was a like, very long brim.
What's the other one? What's the other, like, I feel like every movie back then was narrated by somebody like in it as they were older.
That was James Earl Jones, right?
No. He was the blind man next door.
Yeah, the old black blind man.
But he didn't narrate it. Smalls' older version did.
Yes. Yes.
Because James Earl Jones was like, why don't you just jump over my fence and come get it? Once you knock on the door, I would have got it for you.
It's like he got a big dog back there.
Yeah.
That's
who's your favorite character from the Sandlot?
Dude, Benny the Jet Rodriguez. I wanted to be him.
Yeah, I don't know. Ham was kind of, the great Hambino was kind of cool.
Do you remember, he was cool.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were younger and getting a new pair of sneakers, you're like, oh, I'm faster now. Oh,
of course.
Why did we think that?
I think that's the beautiful ignorance of being a child.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like I'll race you now, but now I have these on.
And it's weird. The older you get, you're like, oh, I hate new shoes. They're not broken in. They hurt my feet.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, I'm going to get a blister now. I was like, I hate this.
And you remember when they put the pump on the side?
Hell yeah.
And you're like, oh, dude, it's a wrap. Like this is giving me nitrous oxide.
Dude, I would have legitimate, like, I thought this would happen, like, visions that I could be able to jump and, like, stand on the backboard and, like, dunk a basketball.
Stand on the backboard.
Yeah, that's what you think, though, as a kid. You're like, yo, these shoes are going to make me jump higher. And I'm going to be able to dunk the shit out of this basketball.
Jump higher, run faster.
Everything.
I think that all stemmed from the Sandlot, though.
It could. Especially in our era of kids.
Yeah.
But I never had PF Flyers till I was older.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Like, I got PF Flyers because a buddy of mine got PF Flyers. And I was like, I'm getting PF Flyers, too. They were like knockoff Converse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PF
Flyers. Do you remember what shoes you wore as a kid?
Like Velcro shits. I hope Velcro comes back, yo. I know it's for like kids.
It's coming.
I know it's like for kids and like old people, but I really hope that Velcro makes a resurgence because it's just so easy.
Oh, it's nice. It's very convenient. I mean, the older crowd does them really well still.
Yeah.
You know, I think you could do cool Velcro though, like not like the two across, but you could do them like an X like that.
Something cool.
Like something cool.
Yeah, some cool Velcro.
Some cool crow.
Yeah. And also, I have a pair of jeans that have a button fly. Let's retire that.
Yeah.
That's fucking dumb.
What do they call them? Butterfly flies?
Pussy? I don't know.
What do they call them? Button flies or butterfly things? I don't know. I think they call them a certain name. I remember like all my lucky jeans had them.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing that comes to my mind is butterfly pussy.
What kind of?
That's the only thing. Do butterflies have pussies?
Yeah, they fuck.
Do they?
Yeah, butterfly poon. Yeah, they fuck, dude.
Damn, I gotta
go to the tape. It's fine.
Butterflies also have dicks?
I don't know if they have dicks per se, but I know they fuck. They cross pollinate.
Okay. Butterfly vagina. I spelled cagina. Oh, the first thing that comes up it says butterflies in my vagina. Wait, what?
What? That's fucking art. Oh, I almost dropped that.
This common butterfly has an extraordinary sex life. For the cabbage white, sex involves sperm packages of ungodly size, genitals that double as a souped-up stomach, and an unexpected set of chewing jaws.
God damn, yo.
What the fuck? Yo, butterflies are freaks, dude.
I know. What are they fucking? What did they say? They had double genitals?
Double the size of... I don't know.
Got a fucking butterfly out there with double gents?
Ungodly amounts of sperm, which... How much is that?
It's ungodly.
What's an ungodly amount?
I don't understand that saying, though.
Ungodly?
Yeah, I don't understand what ungodly is.
Not godly.
I know, but, like, wouldn't it be godly? Wouldn't you want a godly amount of fucking jizz?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you want Thor's jizz?
I would love that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, be, like, half lightning, half goo?
Mostly goo, though. But definitely lightning.
Yeah, you would have some lightning jizz, and then your kid would be born, like, during a storm.
Yeah.
And the lightning would strike him as soon as he comes out of the birth canal.
Yeah, and he'd be like smoking.
Yeah,
he'd be
like, "Rah!"
Yeah, exactly.
Like a jacked baby.
But yeah, genitals that double as souped up stomach. So I guess a dick stomach.
I get. Yeah, maybe their dick's on their stomach.
Or maybe a puss stomach. First of all,
I know butterflies hit a doggy. I know that for sure. I've seen it.
You've seen butterflies fuck each other?
You've seen butterflies have sex, dude.
No.
Just type in butterfly sex.
Okay.
Butterflies can have sex. They have reproductive organs.
Butterfly sex. Google images. I really hope the government doesn't knock on my door.
No, they will.
I just see that. Oh, wait. These people are back to back.
All right. Maybe they do their own thing.
Are you sure that butterflies have organs where they like actually do it? Or they have weird organs?
They have weird organs probably. But you see flies land on each other.
I've seen flies go at it.
And they're fucking. Why wouldn't butterflies fuck? Butterfly.
Because they're skinnier, I feel like. Where would you even put a puss on that thing?
Oh, you could find a puss.
Yeah, but I'm saying where would you put it? There's not a whole lot of space for the vaginal.
You know, that brings me to like actually where our penises and our vaginas are so convenient.
Why?
Because like what if like our cocks were on our head and like girls' pussies were on their back?
I mean, we'd get a little dizzy because we'd have to like...
That's what I'm saying.
Headbang.
You know?
Yeah. But I mean, on the hand would be the most like... If you had a puss hand and I had a dick hand and we could just like...
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Come from it all the time.
Yeah, and then it's an easy cleanup. It's just okay. And just wipe your hand.
Yeah, but then the jizz goes through your arm?
Yeah, it goes into your bloodstream.
Wow.
Yeah. I love how I'm saying this like it's fact. Like, yeah, of course. It would go.
But then you wouldn't be able to wear gloves.
Well, you get some modified gloves.
Yeah, you should get an extra finger put on there. Like an extra piece of cloth for coming out.
Yeah.
Has to be elastic, though, because if you get a boner... And then everyone would know you had a boner, dude.
Not if you keep a fist.
That's true. You can't contain that, though.
No, I could contain it. You ever have your jeans just fight your boner, and you're like, dude, I don't know who's going to win this battle, because I'm in pain right now.
Yeah, it's a little tough. And when I get boners, sometimes it's like... it's not overwhelming, but...
You have overwhelming boners?
Well, you know those boners that you know, like, you can't just, like, think of candy canes and, like... grandma's birthday and it's gonna go away,
right?
You know, this one's here to stay.
Yeah. Some of them you can't fight.
No,
some of them the blood is just pumping so fast and you're like, I think I'm gonna pass out.
Yeah,
because it's just so much. Yeah, that happens though, like once in a while. It's like a super cock.
Yeah, you get a fucking mega boner.
Yeah, you get a mega cock and it's just so fucking hard, it actually hurts. You're like, yo, I'm so hard that I'm in pain.
They also just never come at the convenient times. Like anytime I have sex, that boner doesn't show up.
Oh, what?
No,
never. He's sleeping.
Yeah.
That boner shows up when it's like, oh, you have a wedding to go to this morning? Here's a hard-ass penis.
You have a long meeting? Here's this hard, disgusting boner. Yeah.
Oh, you're on the school bus on the way to sixth grade? Well, enjoy this fucking hard cock.
And people have a lot of conversations with other people. You probably don't even know if they have a boner or not.
Yeah, I wonder how many times.
That's happened.
Let me ask you something. Wait. Yes.
I'm not hard right now.
Okay.
I couldn't get hard right now if you were like, yo, I'll give you $20,000.
I could get you hard, dude.
No. No hands, though.
Yeah.
No hands.
Oh, no hand.
Just
hard.
Literally, like, hands right
on the table.
On the table.
And you don't think if I just, like...
Maybe if I close my eyes, you made sexual noises.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, I could probably get hard. I'm getting a little hard right now, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You just, like, manage. Imagine it.
A little... Yeah, a little something went down there.
Flick it.
Yeah, don't unravel.
You know when you get like
bit.
Just amount enough blood in your dick that now you have the ability to move it.
Oh yeah, I love just
when you just go like this and your dick just goes.
Just fucking pulse that pain. Just fucking pulse it.
It just does this.
You ever do that with your butthole?
Pulsate my ass.
Yeah.
Like work it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done.
You've done it, right?
Yeah.
Just to see, like, yo, like that's a strong muscle, dude.
Yeah, I could probably, like...
I feel like I could, like, eat worlds with my ass.
Well, I don't know if about eating worlds, but I think I could maybe crack a walnut if it was, like, half in, half out.
Yeah.
And I really, like, clenched.
I'm trying to...
You pulsating that anus?
Dude, I got a strong ass, bro.
Do you?
Yeah, dude. I'm fucking destroying these Adidas fucking jogger pants.
I don't know if my ass is as strong as yours.
No, probably not, but, like, listen... not everyone can have a powerful ass, you know?
Yeah, I know.
You know? I wouldn't be like...
I've come to grips with that.
I wouldn't be hurt by it.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I've come to grips with that I could almost grip anything with my ass.
Yeah, I feel like you could pick up, like, a watermelon, probably.
Oh, easily. Like, you know those weird guys that, like, have, like... the whole, like, a car with, like, the rolled-up cock on a stick.
What is those videos?
I don't know.
There's, like, these random dudes like in, like,
stretchy
India.
Stretchy cock boys.
Yeah, they have the stretchiest dicks over there.
What is that?
For some reason, they have, like, a bamboo stick, and they're just, like, keep turning it. And their dick just keeps going with it. And, like, roll it up. And I'm like, dude, you're... nothing's hurting.
They don't grimace at all.
No.
No.
Or they have strong sacks.
Yeah.
Where they put string around it, and they can, like, pick up, like... 15 rocks.
And then there's like, I don't know, you guys got to get cable over there or something. Because like there's 40 people around just like.
Yeah, get these people a fucking like retirement home where they could sit and just watch like Channel 1 or something, you know?
That's a crazy thing to think about though. It's like you're known for like.
The stretchy cock.
I could hold mad shit with my cock.
Or you ever see those videos also? And honestly, I don't even know if it's India. That's just me being like a fucking ignorant white person.
I think most. I'll half stand with you.
That's fine.
One leg, one in, one out.
Okay, fine. So we're both going down then.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want you to go down by yourself, is what I'm saying.
But I saw another video of this guy who had gigantic balls, and he would sit on them, and they were so big that his feet wouldn't touch the ground.
Was it like, it had to be like a cyst, right?
A cyst? No, it was a fucking, it was like a disease. His nuts would not stop.
I'd rather live with no balls.
Oh, yeah, take my nuts.
Take my nuts.
He can't walk.
Take my nuts from me.
I'm going to show you. Big-ass balls, I'm going to type in.
And you've seen that dude that, like, uses all those ace bandages, like the guy in Mexico with, like, that
weird-ass
cock? Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it might be fake, but...
See, look at this video.
That's a disability.
This video, the name of this video is just Big Balls. Ready? See?
God damn, son.
Yeah. Those are balls on him, bro.
Dude, those look like rocks you sit on at a park. Look at those things.
Look at that.
Oh, he's going to need somebody to help him.
That's a whole sack, dude.
Dude, just jerk off.
No, that's not from sperm.
Was that a fart?
Did you?
God damn.
I got problems here. that mini one was funny. You heard that. So someone's out there with gigantic nuts, and they have to be helped up the stairs. Imagine getting that job.
I'd rather have a stretchy cock than those disgusting balls.
Yeah, I think my dick's a little stretchy anyway. Like, you know when your dick's just, like, soft? Like, you could literally just slam it on the table like you're trying to tenderize meat, and it would be fine.
It's like when somebody, punches your hand with your hand flat on the table. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
It's weird.
That's what you could do with a squishy cock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It could probably withstand a whole bunch.
Have you ever gotten a blizzage with like half a soft peen?
To start? Or like the whole time?
To start.
I don't know. Are you excited when I know what's happening?
That's what I'm saying.
It would have to happen like someone break in and do it immediately. And I'm like, I don't even know what's happening.
You get a fear boner, if anything, in that situation.
I don't get a whole lot of fear boners.
You've never been so scared you got hard?
No, my dick's like really not brave. So it's not coming to fight. It's going to retreat.
It's kind of like a groundhog.
Or like a turtle.
Or a turtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like let firecrackers off in front of a turtle, they're like, oh, I'm going inside.
That's firecrackers kinda... off in front of a turtle. Where'd that come from? Is that a saying?
I don't know. That was very like.
That sounds like something they say in like Kentucky or something.
It sounds like something like Jeffrey Dahmer did to animals when he was
man,
younger.
I'm more scared than a turtle around some firecrackers. Goddamn, Cletus. They probably have the most amazing sayings down there.
Oh, man. I love when southern old people have like hickory dickory dock. It's like, yo, what is this? What are you guys talking about? It's like she's hotter than a piece of chicken at a school dance. You're like, what? What the fuck does that mean?
That boy more fried than an egg on concrete during a sunny day.
Yeah, and you're like, what?
You're like, I'm trying to follow here.
It's like I'm trying to figure out what you're trying to
say.
They
have their own language down there. It's weird. Accents are weird. Just like geo-targeted accents.
How does that happen?
I don't know. Just some dude, it was just like in Boston one day, it was just like, cat.
Yeah, but like.
And then everyone was like, that sounds cool. I'm doing it.
Yeah. Get in the car. Everyone's like, isn't it car? Get in the car.
Car.
All right. Car it is. Car it is.
We agree that that's the most disgusting accent of all time, right?
It's my favorite one, though.
It is my favorite when I meet somebody from there.
I could listen to people from Boston with a thick-ass Boston accent talk all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, fucking, yeah, he's wicked fucking cool.
I'm like,
yeah, look at this guy. Yeah, nice one, kid. It's like, all right.
Even, like, the nicest people there are probably just, are just foul-mouthed bastards.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I love.
But yeah.
Go Yankees, though.
It's like a priest, like Pontius Pilate. He's a fucking cunt. Obviously, he fucking stabbed our Jesus.
Who gives a fuck, you know?
Who gives a fuck? Fuck him.
Fuck him. Missed the best part. Fucking Jesus.
Risen from the dead.
Risen from the fucking dead.
Wicked fucking risen.
And he was wicked dead.
Yeah, wicked dead.
People are going to shit on our accents.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Well, fuck you. How you like that?
How you like that, you fucking bayou?
You fucking Bacciolini Contini.
My fucking ma.
And my fucking ma says your accent's fucking ba-ba.
Ba-ba.
Oh, man.
Oh, ho!
Look how much sweat I'm leaving on the table. I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, you're sweating?
Well, I'm just like, I'm like sticky. You know, like when
you're a clammy man.
I'm a clammy man right now. I have a little touch, I think, a little FP. Food poised.
Oh, you're food poised?
Food poised.
You're poisoned right
now. I was
up till
4 a.m. just doing duty.
Just straight up shooting off the geyser.
And I got like 2 or 3 hours of sleep, but you know, I hate the feeling of when you're just sweaty.
Yeah, just when being a clammy man.
Yeah, when you don't feel well and you're just sweaty everywhere.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of all that.
You know, it's kind of driving me a little nuts. So whenever you do ads, I would just love to just like paper towel myself, if that's all right.
Oh, I thought you were going to go squirt it up.
No. Not enough time to do. Come on. I'm more professional than that.
Not enough time to do.
Do you think...
That was funny.
What do you think about, like... see, me and you have very different concepts of getting, like sick. Do you think food poisoning is something that happens from... Because I never understand when you get food poisoning. Is it like 2 hours after? Is it a day after?
I think it varies.
Is it the day of?
In my experience, it's been like hours after.
It's like, right? That's usually what it is.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to say a place gave me food poisoning when they didn't. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say the place on here.
Right.
But like, I would hate to like pass that along. Like if somebody went to order from there and I'm like, yo, they give FP out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Once I get food poisoning from a place, I never order from
there. I almost said scoliosis instead of E. coli. That would have been really bad.
What? You're like, oh, they got scoliosis in the fucking, in the meat at Chipotle.
I couldn't get it off, so I completely left out E. coli.
Scoliosis.
What is scoliosis? That's when you're all fucked up, right?
Yeah. It's like your spine. Or something. Your spine's like crooked or something. They got scoliosis. It's like it's two Italian guys from Brooklyn like talking about
the fucking chickens got scoliosis.
You can't be going swimming in the East River. They got scoliosis in that river.
How long's that ham been out? It's probably got scoliosis.
It's just like just God. Random things that don't.
Old Italian people are just like they're dumb. I love them to death. They're dumb.
You know what's great? They don't even try to pronounce anything correct.
No.
Like my dad, like with fucking like Twitter. What are you? Get out your twat, your tweet, whatever. What are you doing? I'm like, Dad, you know the name of it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why you're.
Get the twatter out.
Yeah.
Twat me out.
Yeah. Where's your pee pod, iPod, whatever pod?
Make sure you twat me out. Tag me when you twat me. What are you pulling on here? You're like a goddamn magician.
Yeah, I know. My leg hit a wire over here. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're taking on water.
I'm taking on water, if anything.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Do you ever...
take on water?
No. I don't want this to sound weird, because if it only happens to me, I'm going to be really, like, scared about my health.
I love these things.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night...
crying?
No. Have you ever woke up, like, screaming?
Audibly?
Yeah.
Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Literally never. But I have heard of people doing that.
That happened to me like 3 or 4 nights ago.
You screamed?
Yeah. I was having a dream.
Was Alana there?
No, she wasn't there. But
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Why were you screaming? Did you have a bad dream?
I'm trying to think if it was the same night I had the dream where you were sitting on the throne as a jester eating hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah.
I don't know why that dream happened.
I was dressed as a jester.
Yeah, you were.
So I had that like hat on. With
you had like that big like that
bushy,
like the big neck white thing.
Right.
And then you had like purple and gold on.
Yeah.
And you were sitting there just eating hard-boiled eggs, like one after another, just eating the eggs.
Like a whole ton.
Yeah, but I don't remember the context of the dream, but I don't think that's what made me scream. I don't know if it was the night then or the night before.
There's nothing really scary about a jester eating eggs.
No, no, but I have like night terrors.
You have night terrors?
Yeah. And like and sleep paralysis.
I've gotten sleep paralysis.
Yeah, so like I'll have night terrors from time to time where I'll wake up. It's not like I'm... But I'm like, and then I'm like, yo, chill. And my heart, you know, like when you feel your heart really beating?
Yeah.
That's what I feel. And I'm like, yo, chill.
Yo, if I woke myself up by screaming, I would immediately start dying laughing.
Yeah, but you got to realize you have no idea where you are.
When I'm really scared, I laugh.
Yeah, I get scared. When I get scared, I laugh too. Also, when I used to, like, my brothers used to beat me up, I used to laugh all the time.
That's Keith.
Oh, Keith did that too.
When my parents would beat us, he'd laugh at them, and they'd get more angry. And
yeah, I used to get for some reason. Hits. Yeah,
it's weird.
I don't know. So you've never had that. See, no, I've now it's weird.
Nah, people have screamed in the middle of the night. It's so funny to think about. I'm thinking about like someone else like asleep and just like
It had to be dream related. I mean, I was definitely in some fear because I woke up afraid.
Of what?
I don't know.
Of your yell.
Maybe.
You scared yourself.
Nah, impossible.
Very possible. You're over here screaming over a jester eating eggs.
When was the last time? When was the last time you were legitimately scared, like for your life?
When that light went off, kind of.
You were like something. Yeah,
I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna die."
Yeah,
I literally like that was one of the like very few times in my life that I'm like, "Oh shit, this might be it."
You have it on film, but it was when that our Uber driver kind of lost control of the car for like 2 seconds. When you were filming, the car just went.
Yeah.
We were like, whoa.
I was like, yo, we were so close to just flipping this car right now. That was scary, too.
That was scary.
But it wasn't long enough for me to be like scared for my
life.
I was like, oh, freaky.
No.
But yeah, yo, I hate that shit.
My God.
You ever been in the car with Frankie?
Yeah.
This guy tailgates like crazy. It scares the
yeah,
shit out of me.
Yeah, he does. He does.
I'm like, Frankie.
I don't want to say it because he gives me rides home sometimes. So.
When I sit in the passenger seat, my feet are pressed up against the front of the car like I'm pressing on the brake. Because I'm like, Frank.
I don't understand why people drive like that.
I don't know why they tailgate. Because I'm like, yo, you're not getting anywhere faster. And if he slams on his brakes, you're for sure hitting him.
Also, I don't like the speed up lane change boys.
I speed up lane change.
I know, but you don't do it like excessively.
I do it so no one hits me from behind.
Like when we were driving in the Hamptons, you tell me. I drive like a grandpa kind of.
No, I mean you drive regular to me.
Yeah. All right. I feel like I
drive a little fast. I'm not even gonna lie.
I don't drive slow, but like if it's 35, I'm going 35.
Yeah, see I don't do that. I drive a little fast, but I definitely don't like speed. Like I'm not on the highway like ripping 120 and shit. But if I'm on the highway and no one's on it, like I'm going 80.
What's the fastest you ever got your car up to?
My current car, like, yeah. Like 110.
Okay.
But it was like literally on my way to Connecticut,
just
and there's
ghost.
A road that's straight and there's no one around.
Yeah.
You know? So
I think
like,
if you have a nice car like that, you got to open it up every once in a while.
I mean, it's dangerous, but you know. And I don't even like speed like that. Like, I really don't. It's just that with that car, you don't even realize. Like, sometimes I look at it, I'm like, yo, I'm going 80 and I feel like I'm going 65.
That's one of my bigger fears is actually speed.
I don't like it.
That's why I don't like. I used to hate planes, but like I know we talked about planes recently, but it's because you can't feel how fast you're going.
Yeah, I don't.
I
mind
don't
that.
Like the feeling of taking off when you feel how fast you're going.
Yeah,
you know it's like damn, we're going like 400 or 500 miles an hour right now.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. But did you just fart again?
No.
I was about to say because I had a fart segue. I thought you farted, but that was your leg.
I could work one up for you.
Yeah,
you want.
Can you fart right now?
Probably. I don't know.
No,
sorry,
don't shit your pants here.
Yeah.
But I wanted to talk about in Kenya, they had a, I think a Congress meeting or an assembly meeting, and an assemblyman farted so bad that they called off the meeting. Yes.
In Kenya.
In Kenya. Imagine you farted so bad you ended a meeting.
Damn, that was a Kenyan bomb.
You let off a fart yesterday that smelled like garbage.
It literally like didn't smell like a fart. It just smelled like...
It smelled like a kitten that was like rolling around in garbage and like you brought him home and he's stinking up your house.
Yeah, it smelled like an abandoned like old doctor's office or something. Like there was a lot of rubber gloves around.
Yeah.
But they haven't been touched since 1901.
Yeah. You know what
it's weird.
You know what it smelled like? Like the inside of one of these, like a yeah. like a
metal, thermos.
A thermos. Your fart smelled like the inside of an old thermos.
Yeah, like a like an empty one. There's nothing in it. No, I know.
What did you eat yesterday?
I don't know. You know what's crazy?
Your that farts happens. Have a musk.
There is, but it varies. Like if I eat bad, then it smells like a fart, like a gross fart. But then when I don't eat a lot and then I fart, it just smells like an empty room.
Yeah.
Like you ever like go into a house that's like being renovated and there's a tarp down, but and there's like paint cans, but they haven't started painting yet. There's just nothing in the room, and you open it, and you're like, it smells a little like empty in here. That's what comes out of my ass.
It's kind of like what like a old person's basement would kind of smell like when it first started smelling. It's like it's not all the way old person basement yet, but it's on the brink.
You know what it smells like? It smells like the baseball glove section at Modell's.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little stinkier.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to remember it now. It's disgusting. But the fact that you could clear out a room with a fart. Let me ask you this.
I've never done something like
if
that.
If you clear out a room with a fart, especially like a fucking meeting.
Yeah.
With like, people are talking about real shit.
Yeah.
Are you embarrassed or are you kind of like, yeah, I did that.
Did I get outed? Do people know it was moi?
No, and the thing about this is nobody knows who did the fart. No one will come clean about it.
Who wrote the article?
Fox News.
Could be. Whoever wrote it, fucking... I don't even know.
Well, somebody said in the meeting, they said, I know who the fart who the farter is. So this is, can I read the article real quick?
Time.
Yeah, there was a mini investigation
there
of
was
fart.
There was an investigation and there was the word farter was used.
Yeah, no. Here it is. Kenyan city council members refused to continue session after someone polluted the air. That's what they call it. Polluted the air.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So a city council meeting in western province of Kenya was abruptly stopped Wednesday when officials refused to continue after accusing one another of passing gas. Mm-hmm. So they literally were like, yo, you farted. This is a meeting. This is a Congress meeting.
Yeah. They probably don't do well with passing laws if they can't even like decide who farted.
These are assemblymen going, yo, you farted. Yeah, and he's going, you farted.
Right. Yeah.
These are people making decisions. Yeah. Arguing about farts.
Right.
I continue. A city council meeting. Home Bay County Assemblyman Julius Gaya interrupted a debate on market stalls after someone reportedly passed a foul smell. So foul members refused. That's got to be a typo. So foul members refused to stay in the room and be fumigated by the flatulence.
Fumigated by the flatulence? That is an amazing way to say fucking smells like shit in here.
Yes. And then
I'm being fumigated by the flatulence.
And then they approach the speaker, and this is a direct quote. Honorable speaker, one of us has polluted the air, and I know who it is. Gaya reportedly said, according to the BBC, but the officials at Gaya accused of the act denied the farting claims.
This is a real life thing.
And then the person that he accused of farting says, I cannot do such a thing in front of my colleagues. Now
we all could do it,
but now this is why I wanted to bring it up.
Uh-huh.
Are you a smelted delt it or deny it supplied it?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
And I'm not talking about us farting around each other.
No, I know. I'm saying it's tough because there's not enough science, not enough research done on that, and I would have to run the numbers on all that. But I just know that if I fart, I'm not, and it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything. And I love when. I'm not going to say a word, but I love when, you know the kind of people who fart and don't actually say anything when it's them?
Fat ladies.
When they go, fat ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fat ladies are gross.
Yeah. No, they're not. They fart, and they'll deny it.
Well, yeah. You ever?
Excuse me? I'll be like, bitch, you farted.
Yeah, a fat woman. bitch, you farted. A fat woman they smell especially bad because the air has to travel through all that, like, butt meat.
Yeah, dude. You know how long it takes for a fart to, like, leave my ass?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a raven when they go in her eye?
Yeah.
That's, like, my fart coming out of my ass.
Yeah, I know. Because for me, I don't have, like, you know, I'm just a regular little twink piece of shit. So yeah. It's like, you know, maybe it'll clap against my cheeks a little bit, like, up. And yeah. Then it's out.
You know, like,
but for you, it's got to, like, travel, and it sounds like a werewolf a little bit, like, and then it comes out, it's like, pa, pa. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little different. There's some more meat. There's some more travel.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, sadly, I do know.
Yeah, and those old bitches, they got fucking winding roads in that ass.
Hell yeah. And your farts are, like, pleasant. The smaller you are, you have more pleasant farts. You know that scene in Gladiator when he's walking, he's, like, rubbing the wheat?
Yes.
That's what, like... That's what, like, skinnier people's farts are like. Yeah. Ours are like an AC/DC concert. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A guitar's getting smashed. Somebody might get set on fire. Yeah. And we're back.
Yeah.
Thunder. Those are what those farts are like.
Hell yeah.
But I'm more of a...
No, but hold on. I want to say is that there's people who go like, oh, if it was me, I would have, like, said it. I'd be like, no, you wouldn't.
No.
Because no one has ever farted and it's been so bad. And then they go out of the way like, oh, dude, you smell that? It's so bad. It was me. Not one time.
I've never been in a bar, farted, and been like, sorry, guys.
This is the one.
But I do fart sometimes and see if people smell it.
Yeah.
I want to see, like, a cartoon. You know how, like, the smell would go the travel trail and hit them in the nose with, like, a Pepe Le Pew? That's what I want to see.
Dude, I do that all the time. We're like... You know when you fart and it's, like, hot and you're like, well, this is going to hurt someone's feelings. And it comes out and then you could feel, like, a wind blowing on your right, on your left arm. And you're like, oh, whoever's sitting over there is fucked in, like, 3, 2. And then you just see him go, oh, and you're like, got him. You could just, like, you could time it.
Because you get to be like.
It's like thunder. It's like you hear thunder. You see lightning and you're like. One, two, three.
There it is.
Okay, there you go.
All right, we got it. It's 4 miles away. That's what it's like, yo. You get to be like your own little fucking fart terrorist for like a couple seconds.
Do you know what also sucks? When you fart and then, you know, it just kind of lingers in your pants for a while and you're just kind of like, all right, well, like, I smelled it and it was bad, yeah. But no one else said anything. And then, like, 3 minutes later, someone's like, oh, what the? And I'm like, dude, it's still here? It's still hanging out?
And the hard thing is, too, another thing like that, too, is, like, you know, the spin move, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Before, you know, you spin that fucking fart off your ass.
Yeah, yeah, get it out of
there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So fart, 1, 2, spin. Usually gets rid of the fart. Never works when you're getting in a car, though. You always drag a little bit of that fart.
Oh, I'm dragging that fart.
You're dragging some fart in there.
You're wearing a backpack of fart.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to happen. Have you ever been in bed? And you're farting throughout the day that literally your entire room is just engulfed in just fart. Like, dude, disgusting.
Multiple times.
But you enjoy it, kind of.
What?
You enjoy your own farts from time to time.
If it's really bad, I'll be like, ooh, that kind of... It's like a smelling salt. You're like, whoa, that kind of woke me up.
Yeah, yeah.
But...
Some farts... You can surprise yourself. You can impress yourself with your own farts.
Love farting.
Yeah.
I just sound like Trump.
Love farting.
Love farting.
There's good farts on both sides. Good fart people.
I like the long ones that feel like they're clearing out your small intestine.
Everybody knows a good fart are the American farts. Best farters. Middle America.
Let's make farts great again. But yeah. That's our farting.
That's our farting quota for the month.
There we go. We hit the farting.
We hit the fart quote. But I'm more of a... deny till I die guy if it's in a public setting.
You'll deny.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, I'd be like, dude, I'll even say it wasn't me. Like, I would say if it was me. Like, I don't care.
Any gathering over 7 people, I'm letting it go. I got a shot to get out of this unscathed.
Yeah.
You know? Scathed or scaved?
I wish you didn't ask me that because...
I think it's unscathed.
Scathed.
Scathed. Do you say breathe or breathe?
Breathe?
Yo, a dude said breathe to me. And I thought he was hitting me with like an abbreviation or something. So I was like, breathe.
A breather? You got a cold sore?
Yeah, I was like, what? He was like, I can't breathe. Because he was talking about the humidity at the dog park. He was like, yo, I can't really breathe. And I was like, yo.
It's breathe.
It's breathe, dog.
I've heard breathe before.
Like, I'll save your life, but you got to say breathe.
Yeah.
Correctly once.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, I feel like that's a, like a ghetto thing. Say breathe. I'm serious.
It's true.
Like, I could picture you when you have your accent.
Oh, here we go.
When you're out shopping, you're like, damn, it was a little hard to breathe. Like, I could hear you saying that.
It is hard to breathe sometimes.
Sometimes though. It is hard to breathe.
Yeah, it's hard, it'd be hard to breathe, bro.
Listen, you run. Sometimes you get on the treadmill. It's very hard to breathe.
Yo, I have a hard time breathing all the time.
Wait, can I just backtrack real quick? There was a man at a dog park that said he couldn't breathe.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Was he okay?
No, I've seen the guy there before. He's a nice guy. He's also a white gentleman.
And he can't.
Not saying that ghetto people aren't gentlemen. God damn it. We're digging ourselves a goddamn fucking
hole. Well, I didn't. You did.
Yeah. But, no, he was just like going, like.
Was he an old guy?
He was like an older, heavy set guy.
He's going down.
No, but he's like, his dog was there. He's like, man, I got to get out of this humidity. I can't breathe. Yeah. So I was like, all right, see you later. And then I was like, he said breathe. Oh, and the other day, and the other thing I said, so I walked out of my building getting in a car to come here. And a guy was out there that lives in my building.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, is this your car? I go, I wish. Didn't even look at the car, see what kind of car it was. It was a Saturn.
Damn. Just like a regular ass Saturn.
Yeah. And he looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, oh, no, it's parked illegally. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, dude, I just told him I wanted like a 1997 Saturn.
Yeah, man, that's your dream.
Do you have go-to, like, hellos and goodbyes?
Buddy. Big buddy guy.
Buddy. Yeah, no, but, like things you'll say, just be like, this weather, right? But, oh, man, I'm out here living. Like, do you have, like, stuff like that?
I have, like a template.
I have, like,
hit me with something. I'll give you my answer.
How you doing today?
Just hanging in there, you know?
Yeah, that is you. That is you. All right, ask me.
How's it going today, buddy?
If I told you, would you care?
Do you say that?
No, I with my doorman sometimes.
If I told you, would you care? Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, this guy, he's a jokey guy.
Yeah. So, like, from time to time, I'll use that with my doorman.
I like that.
He'll just be like, hey, Danny, what's going on? I'll be like, if I told you, would you really care? And he's like, starts laughing, and then I leave. And then I'm like, yeah,
got him, got somebody.
Yeah. Upstairs writing fucking new material over there. It's fucking pieces of paper everywhere, just balled up.
Tomorrow I'm going to slay that doorman. He's not going to know what hit him.
Because you have to have banter. You have to have banter.
Yeah, I go very basic stuff.
What's your goodbye?
Take it easy.
All right.
Have a good one.
I say, I'll see y'all.
Never heard you say that.
That's it. No, if my accent's up. I'll see y'all.
I have never heard you say that.
Like, if I'm leaving and not saying goodbye to individual people.
Yeah. Like, two people. You'd be like, I'll see y'all.
And another thing is like, all right, be good.
Be good? Yeah. I don't say be good.
I say be good.
I say take it easy or have a good one.
Yeah.
Or I'll see you around.
I see you around is a good one too. But yeah. I like, all right, be good. See ya.
See y'all is hilarious coming from you because I've never heard you say that.
I never say you all. Do you say you all?
Well, there's no reason to say that.
Yeah, y'all is a word.
Yeah, I know, but I usually say like you guys. I'll see you guys later.
See, you want to know why? I used to say that. And here's... The you know the video, the GameStop person? He's like, it's a ma'am!
Yeah, yeah. Oh, one of my favorite videos.
So, like, for some reason that resonated in my head, so I'm trying to stop calling people guys, like girls guys.
It's a man.
You know? Do you think girls are ever like, yo, we're not guys? It's like, listen, like, you guys are over there talking about your own thing, but it's like you're talking about, like,
girls.
Two girls.
See, I feel like you guys is so, like, universal.
It's that, ma'am!
That if I went out of my way to be like, you girls, then they'd feel like I'm... It's like, are you saying that?
Or making them little, kind of.
Yeah, like trying to make it seem like...
Chastising them.
Damn.
Scrutinizing. Patronizing.
Yeah.
Fucking beat them down.
Yeah. Jesus.
Sorry. It's ma'am.
Before we get into pronouns... Because, you know, that's a long conversation.
Yo, pronouns are a big deal these days.
No, they are. And I honestly would love to be on board. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah, I know.
And it's a lot of me fucking up.
I know.
Along the way.
Go ahead. Read those ads, Mrs. Joe.
Yeah, let's get these ads out of the way. You go take a shower or whatever the fuck.
I just got a cotton off.
What's up, everyone? So I read the wrong sponsors on this show. And then I realized it like the next day. So we had to reshoot them. And so here we are. I apologize. Okay. So let's get to the sponsors for this week's show. The right ones this time. Okay? Starting with Quip. Everyone knows Quip. Always been on the show. Been on it for a while now. Okay? Favorite electric toothbrush. You got that Quip?
No. Waiting on you to get it for me, goddammit.
Oh, you can't just buy your own Quip? We got promo codes here.
I know we got promo codes, but you got more money. You should get me one.
No, I'm not going to get you one. You know why? Because it's very affordable, okay? And I'm going to get to that. But I'm going to tell you the cool part about Quip first. For whatever reason, I don't know what's written here, by the way, but Quip, it's an amazing toothbrush, okay? It's not too big where it starts brushing like your gums and like you're bleeding all over the place. I don't know if that's just me. And it's not like hard or anything. It's an electric toothbrush. It vibrates, okay? I know you like that. Mm-hmm. And it goes for 2 minutes, and it pulses every 30 seconds, so it tells you when to switch size. Size? Switch sides.
Sides of your mouth.
The sides of your mouth. So, you know, you get a nice, good clean there. And the best part about it is that, yo, I'm freestyling this. I have done it so many times.
No, you got bars, bro. Go.
Yeah, I got bars. The best part about it is that they have they deliver brush heads on a dentist recommended schedule, which is every 3 months for just $5, ladies and gentlemen. So not only do you have this nice sleek looking toothbrush, okay, that cleans the shit out of your teeth, but you also get a brand new brush head every 3 months for just $5. Also, buddy, Quip starts at just $25. Dollars!
No!
Just $25. Starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/basement right now, you get your first refill pack for frizzle for free, okay? Right. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com, spelled getquip.com/basement, okay? Get after it. No clutter. Declutter your sink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no one wants a clutterized sink.
Nah, I hate sinks.
I'm not a big sink guy either.
I don't hate sinks. I don't know why I said that. I mean, I hate like when people have 400 bottles of what is this?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have three different like
toothbrushes?
Or like you have eight different aftershaves? Like, take it. Like, you'll be fine. You know what I'm saying?
Keep your toothbrush new. Keep it quippy.
Yeah. Speaking of aftershaves or shaving in general, we have Harry's over here. What a segue that I didn't plan on, by the way.
Staying in the bathroom, baby.
I'm just getting... Yeah, we're staying in the bathroom, okay? If you are, you know, a big fan of the sponsors on the show, your bathroom is hooked all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
Harry's razors, the best razors in the game, okay? There's 10 million people who have tried them.
It's a lot of people shaving their fast. Or...
Shaving their what?
Shaving their fast.
Oh, they said ass.
No. I meant like face and ass.
Well, you could.
Yeah.
Shave your ass.
They're your razors. Put them where you want.
Yeah, it's hair. Just shave the hair. You know what I'm saying? They make quality, durable blades at a fair price, just $2 per blade. There's a 100% quality guarantee. Okay.
I like guarantees.
I love guarantees. I like quality. The founders were two regular guys tired of getting ripped off and paying for overpriced gimmicks. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy stuff. Like a heated blade. Like what?
Yeah. Or like one of those guys that used to come around the Wild West and sell you elixirs that don't work.
Or they would just... Did they used to shave with like a knife back in the day? You don't want to do this.
No.
That's why the cowboys were ugly.
That's true.
This summer, refresh your wallet and your face with Harry's trial set. It comes with a weighted handle for an easy grip.
Love weighted handles.
Yeah, and you got to have a good grip. Five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade for a close shave.
Hey, yo.
Rich lathering shave gel that
it's
will
leave... It's lit and rich.
Yeah. Rich lathering shave gel that will keep you smelling great. And a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry and easy on the go. Okay? And listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/basement. Again, that is harrys.com/basement. Keep it in the bathroom. Okay? Let the basement yard buy your bathroom.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
All right.
Use the codes. Go buy your bathroom.
Clean it up a little bit.
You want to redo some tiling? You're on your own. Unless we get a tile guy to come in here and start, you know. So picking up spots.
We get a Home Depot sponsorship. We'll start fixing everything in your house. Don't worry about it.
Home Depot. But yeah, that's harrys.com/basement. Now, next, we have a new sponsor to the show. Football season's coming up.
Yep.
People like to make bets.
Oh, yeah.
I like to bet.
You might have to sit this sponsor out, bud.
Yeah, I know. This is right up Danny's alleyway.
I'll tell you that.
And that's a dark alleyway. Let me tell you.
It's a dark alleyway that never ends. It's kind of like falling forever.
Yeah, but MyBookie, it is the place to bet on football every weekend.
I'll be there.
It has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sports book, period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Which I'm a big prop guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you don't really know what props are, by the way, you can bet on just, like, future things. So you can bet on who's going to be the MVP of the football season.
Yes.
Or you can bet on the wins and the losses of a certain team. You know, like, I think the Giants is, like, what is the Giants? Do you know the Giants over-under?
I think it's six.
Six? I'm taking the under.
Yeah.
Unless Eli sits it out.
I don't know. We're going to see.
I'll
tell you this. I'm going to go on Bookie AG. And I'm definitely going to be betting week one of college football as well.
There you go. This year they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter.
I'm in there.
Big, big bucks. Okay, folks. But yeah, right now you get up to $1,000 first deposit bonus, which means they'll just double your first deposit. So if you put $100, they'll also put $100, so you have $200 to play with.
It's free money.
Up to $1,000. So if you're one of those big spenders, like Heavy D over there,
woo!
You know, you put $1,000 in there, you'll have $2,000 to play with. Use the promo code BASEMENT to activate that offer.
Oh, yeah.
Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code. Enter BASEMENT, okay? Everyone knows how to spell BASEMENT. If I have to spell that out, you got some trouble there. Okay, folks. But yeah, use the promo code BASEMENT when you create your account online. Next, another new sponsor, which is very interesting to me.
Okay.
Okay, we have Feels, which is CBD. Now, for those who don't know, CBD, how do you explain it?
It gets all the benefits of
marijuana
without the psychological feelings of the THC. That's what it is.
I don't know if psychological is the word.
I think it is.
We'll see. But yeah, CBD has been proven to greatly reduce anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness, which is weird because I actually have been having a trouble like staying asleep at night. I just like wake up 1,000 times for some reason. I even got one of those apps where like measures your sleep.
Oh yeah,
it just looks like this.
Yeah, mine looks
terrible
too.
And I'm like, what am I running around the room? Like it's ridiculous. But CBD helps with that. Also anxiety, pain, and it delivers premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. I had a trial set from them and I tried it, you know, and I thought it was great. You know, it tastes a little funky, but you know.
You liked it though.
I liked it. I think it kind of cools you out. It makes you feel calm. There's no like drastic difference. Like
right.
I don't think there's a difference in like it doesn't make you feel like, you know, when you like drink, like you feel drunk. Like it's
right.
not gonna do something like that to you.
You're not gonna have the
right.
psychological effects to it of
right.
like of getting high.
Yeah, it offers you know, and they offer a free CBD hotline and text message support to help guide you through your personal experience. So if you have any questions,
cannabis,
or you're
baby.
Like yeah, exactly. So that's a cool thing that they have. But all you have to do is like place a few drops of it underneath your tongue, or they come in like some little tubes. You just throw the tube under your tongue for like 30 seconds and I think you can swallow it.
Yeah, throw those feels in there.
Feel it out. Damn. If that's not a tagline on here.
I know, right?
I'm going to ask for $1,000,000.
that's
yeah.
a good number. It's a good number to start at.
What, $1,000,000?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%. But yeah, you could feel better naturally. It works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high hangover or addiction to this. You can't like overdose on it.
Nope.
You know, I think like I don't want to actually fucking say that, but you know, whatever. But I really don't think you could. I think it would just like upset your stomach if you just ate, yeah. if you just had like a ton of it. Which
no one's ever overdosed on
everything
you're
in moderation,
good.
Folks. You know,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying. I'm probably gonna get in trouble for that. But Fields has many. Has
no one has ever died.
Yeah.
on weed.
Yeah, you can't. But it's not even like I said, it's not gonna get you high. It's just gonna mellow you out. It's gonna make you feel. Nice. It reduces anxiety and stress. And
just
I feel like everyone has a little bit of bouts of anxiety and some stress, you know?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, and this guy. You should have jumped in a whole ocean full of that stuff.
Get those cannabinoids in you, baby.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to need 18 trial sets for the big guy.
Yeah, right. I want one, too.
Feels, it's got me feeling good, you know, feeling my best every single day. And it can help you too. You can become a member today by going to feels.com/basement and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's FEALS.com/basement. Okay. So FEALS.com/basement, become a member. You get 50% off automatically on your first order with free shipping.
That's a lot of percent. We're both a little delirious. So.
What happened just now?
I don't know. But you know how me and you were talking about you going to going to Iceland?
Yeah.
So, first of all, Iceland's expensive as shit.
Yeah, because the import is like insane.
I saw that. So, like, I looked into it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know what one of their major attractions are? Somebody told me about this.
The lagoon?
No. Take three guesses.
Ice caves. Lagoon.
Keep going.
Volcanoes.
A penis museum.
They have a dick museum?
It's called the Phallic Museum, I think. Or the Phallus Museum. I don't know the exact name. But they have over 215 specimens of cocks.
How many?
215. Different mammal cocks.
Wait, you're telling me in Iceland,
yes,
there's a museum,
mm-hmm,
that have over 215 different types of dicks?
Land, sea, air cocks.
I'd like to see some sea dicks.
Would you go to a museum of cock?
I would 100% go. I need to see some water penis.
Yeah, I would want to see other...
Honestly, some aerial dick, too.
Yeah, I want to see some aerial cock. I prefer land cock.
You prefer land?
Yeah.
I'm more of a... I'm an aquatic cock.
A quack dick.
Yeah. We're back to the Boston accent. A fucking quack.
A fucking quack.
Aquatic cock?
I suck this fucking cock.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I would go to a fucking cock museum. Would you let your dick be in a cock museum?
I don't know if they would, if they'd put it in there.
Would you? If they were like, hey, we're making a YouTube wing.
Yeah.
Of YouTube, dead YouTubers' cocks. We want to throw your cock in there when you go. Can we sign off and take your cock?
Yes, and I'd pay up so it could be gold.
Like the NFL Hall of Fame, they just have a bust of your cock.
I would just like put in my contract, I'm like, make sure I'm hard. Someone jerked my dead body.
Would you ever donate your organs to science?
I don't care.
Didn't answer my question.
No, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't really.
Would you donate your brain to science?
Sure. Okay.
Would you donate your heart? Would you donate your eyes?
I'm dead.
Yeah, but like, do you want to be cremated or do you want a funeral?
I haven't even thought about that. I don't care.
No. See, I want to be cremated.
I'll prop me up in a chair. I'll just sit here.
Yeah.
You know?
You ever see those funerals where like guys are like dressed up?
Yeah, and they're like sitting in a chair and they're like.
Who could think that's a good idea?
That's a terrible...
Who out there does that?
That's a spooky thing.
Who's doing that?
I don't like it.
And they put, like, sunglasses on them. They weekends at Bernie's. They can fucking dance with them. The guy's dead.
Yeah, I can't. Dead bodies are gross.
I just don't like... I don't want to get, like... I don't want to die and then have someone, like, apply makeup to my dead face. And it's like... I can't okay it. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, we went a little heavy on the blush. Let's take it down a little bit. Let's dial it back. I'm going for a little more of a summer look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you're going to pancake my shit up.
Yeah, don't put pink on me.
No, please. And then they fold your hands. And then there's like a little thing, like a rosary or something on your hands. And then people come up and touch your dead hands. Or they kiss you on your dead head.
Oh, ew. Kissing a dead, ew.
Yeah. I kissed my grandfather's head when he passed away. And it was like kissing an ice cream cone.
Well, it actually sounds amazing, actually. Why was it like kissing?
I meant the texture, like the
of ice cream? He felt like ice cream? What the fuck are you talking about?
I meant
about?
To say ice cubes. I said ice cream.
That's why I'm like, oh, you kissed an ice cream cone? I would love to kiss an ice cream cone.
Here lies Grandpa, who turned into ice cream after dying. No, but I kissed him on the forehead, and it was ice cold, and I was like, never doing that again.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Open caskets are weird, bro. Not trying to have an open conversation with an open cask. Can't do it.
Nah, you're letting the spirits out.
How the kids doing? This guy's dead. We're all doing well. And he's not.
And we're just pretending?
Yeah.
That we're just, cool?
Yeah. You know what's kind of cool, though? Like the driving to the burial.
You feel like you're in a biker gang.
Yeah, I'm just like, rah, rah.
You're just like, don't cut in to this funeral service. I'll fuck you.
It makes you feel like you're a politician, too.
Dude, there was actually, remember I told you that story not so long ago about how I was beeping at that taxi?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He was helping that pregnant woman. So there was a time where I'm like, this fucking asshole won't let me in. And it was a funeral service.
I'm telling you.
I was like, why isn't this guy letting me in? Like, I'm trying to get into this lane. I'm just like,
what's a good amount of time to spend at a wake? If you didn't really know the person, you're paying respects.
To like your friend's something?
Friend's something, yeah.
Why are you talking? Friend's something, yeah.
So I'm into it. My diarrhea is surpassed.
Yeah. I'm a little bit of time.
I'm going to say 45 minutes to an hour and 15, perfect, bingo, bango, get out.
I think that's a long time.
No.
45 minutes is a good time.
Yeah. I think anywhere in between 45 and 115, you're good. You've been seen enough, you know?
Boom, bang, pow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you want to know what's weird is that they have the pictures on the side, so you see them alive, and then it's like, yeah, they're dead.
It's like, I just met you, and now you're already there.
The whole story, I just saw your whole life, and now I got to look at you dead. I don't want to see that. Burn me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I die... Well, I'm going to die. But yeah. Like, when I die...
Yo, honestly, if I ever die...
like I'm a vampire? If someone ever sneaks up behind me with a wooden stake...
Yeah.
No, but...
They're donating that cock, though.
I'll donate that cock. Yeah, I'll donate it. Just keep it a secret. Don't tell anyone. Whatever.
That you died?
Yeah. No ceremony. Secret.
I think that's kind of cool.
Like, how's Joe doing? He's all right.
He's dead, but he's good.
No, but he's not. You don't know that. You think I'm alive. So I'm alive in your eyes.
But is that can't be illegal.
Why? You don't tell government officials that.
Right, right. The government knows you're dead. Yeah. You're dead as shit.
Yeah, I mean, do you have to file dead papers or something?
Of course you do.
I don't know.
Yeah. Because then you could like skip out on paying taxes if the government thinks you're dead.
That's right. Tupac did that.
Yeah. Think about what would happen if Tupac really came back. How shocked would you be?
That would be so cool.
I would be so floored by that if one day he was like, ha! I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Fresh out on bail.
Just like back with a new verse.
Damn, that would be fire, dude. That'd be crazy. Also, it would be like, yo, shit, that's possible to just be erased.
There's definitely people out there that have faked their deaths and are around right now.
Without question.
Isn't that fucking
crazy?
You
may know one because they're a different person now.
I don't think I know that many people.
I know many of them.
How many people do you think you actually know?
What does know mean?
Like on a first name basis.
A lot.
Over 1,000?
Like if I saw them?
Thousands, a lot of people.
Like if I saw them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think 1,000. Even if I've never met them.
I'm going to say 600.
Even if I haven't met them?
Yeah, you haven't met them.
But, like, I know them, like, through the internet.
Right, but it's not like they follow you just because they follow you on Instagram.
No, because I have to know them.
Right.
Yeah, I would say probably 1,000. I know a lot of people, man.
That's what I'm saying. You do. I would say maybe, like, yeah, 700. I'll give myself 7. I'll give myself 7.
Yeah.
Do you think when, like, we die, we could, like... donate our dicks together?
What, like tie them together?
No, I mean, that would help. But like, no, just like... That would help a whole bunch.
Or we can make it like one of those like... we can like sew them together and make it one of those Chinese
finger dicks. Yeah.
Whatever that thing is.
Well, we could dock. I'm uncircumcised, so we could dock each other.
I could definitely put my dick in your dick, probably.
Yeah. It's called docking.
Yeah. Let me in your dock.
Yeah. It's like charging a jewel.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Kind of like that. Yeah. It's kind of like that. But yeah, maybe we can make our dicks like one of those Chinese like traps.
And it becomes like one of those things like where like you can't pull like that sword out of that stone.
Yeah, it's like Alexander Hamilton. Not Alexander. Alexander the Great.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, not that.
Son of an orphan, abortion, horsepin. Locked in a corspin.
Corspin?
I don't know.
Locked in a corspin.
So where are you staying in Iceland? Do you know?
I have no idea. It's that famous city. It's like a Reykjavik or some shit. It's like Ragnarok or some shit. I forget the name.
So you're going to go to the Cock Museum?
I mean, I'm definitely going on my itinerary now.
Yeah. What animal cock would you want to see the most? And it's dead, so you get to see it in all its glory.
I don't know off the top of my head. I just know that I want to see like a fat one.
Like a walrus's cock.
Just like a dick that like is astounding, where I'm like, whose is that?
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, that is like this beluga whale's dick. And I'm like, bro, that is like, that's a big, you probably paid a lot for that case because it's so big. It's a lot of glass.
Yeah, it's a lot of glass to cover that cock. In a game of name that cock, how many do you think you could get?
Not a lot. Dicks are like, listen, human dicks look one way, and then the rest of the animal kingdom have like, it just looks like soggy fucking.
See, this is why I believe in God. Because God gave humans
like
the best looking cocks. You know, I think our dicks are the best looking.
I think we're just familiar.
No. Dude, a dog's cock is disgusting.
Yeah, it's all wet.
It's disgusting.
It's gross.
Yeah. A horse's dick is gross.
So your entire religious beliefs are based upon the fact that you have a pretty penis.
Yes. Praise him.
Blessed day.
Blessed. Praise be.
Under his fucking eye.
Under his fucking dick is more like it. Imagine if Jesus really came back, though.
Okay.
And literally was like, if Jesus came back today, I don't think anybody would believe he was Jesus.
Probably not.
You'd be like, dude, you're not even verified. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, or he would have to start doing some magic tricks. Like, all right, well, then change this into a goat.
Yeah.
He'd be like,
if you're Jesus, touch this thing and make it something else.
Fix my son. He got scoliosis.
You fix my scoliosis, boy.
My son ate the McDonald's and got the scoliosis. You fix that, maybe we'll talk.
I had to take work off for 3 days because he can't go to school because he got scoliosis. Touch him.
Like, he told me he got scoliosis. I put him on Tylenol. We're going to see what happened.
They said he needs surgery. I said, nah. We're going to figure this out.
We're just going to tape a pillow to his back. So if he falls, it's going to brace him.
Did you ever wear Halloween costumes like past Halloween?
No.
Dude, I used to wear a Ninja Turtle costume all the time.
Not a normal thing.
No, it is.
It's not.
It's imagination, dude. Where's your fucking imagination? Fuck!
I loved being a ninja, but I wouldn't like dress up as a ninja.
Why wouldn't you?
But I'd have the sword and I would just
pretend to be a fucking ninja.
Yeah, I wouldn't dress up as the white ninja.
Yeah, but I just went the extra mile, dude. It was very easy to get in. You could step into it. It was slip on.
It was all slippery?
It was slipping on.
Did you have like an actual like back shield?
Yes, I had a back shell. It's called a shell, thank you.
It's a shield, though.
Yes, I guess.
Which ones did you have? Did you have the little like the Carmen Electra? Not Carmen Electra, Electra, just Electra. Did you have those things?
I didn't have the Carmen Electra Ninja Turtle set. I didn't. No. But I had.
She's so hot.
I know. Do you remember the turtle toy where you could pull a strip through and it would talk?
Yeah, yo, those titties. But anyway, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah. Carmen Electra might have been my favorite girl growing up. Like,
titties?
Nah, because it was like Carmen Electra, Pam Anderson, and Jenny McCarthy, right? Like, they were like kind of like the three when you were a kid, kind of. Mm-hmm. The MTV, whatever, Baywatch.
Just a whole bunch of boobies.
Bunch of titties. Pam probably had the best titties. But Carmen Electra, I think, was the overall hottest.
Yeah, she's so hot.
But I like Jenny McCarthy because she was like a little fouler mouth and like a little dirty. You know? There's a dirt effect
there. Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
And Carmen Electra had that perfect balance of both. And just the face was just crazy.
Yeah.
Then she dated like Dave Navarro, though, which was like kind of weird.
But Pam Anderson, though, she was up in there. She was really doing it on camera and shit. And
she's sucking dick.
Yeah, man.
Birthday. You know exactly what I'm talking about, baby.
Oh man.
If anyone gets that reference out there,
God bless you.
God bless you. I will follow you on Twitter.
So many people won't.
No, they won't.
Oh boy.
Oh man. I have a feeling the male demographic will know that one.
Oh, they better. That's historic stuff.
That's historic stuff.
That's so funny that you said that.
Yeah. But yeah, Carmen Electra was the best. She was. She was.
She was really hot. It's also just a fucking hot name.
Yeah.
Electra.
But what's her real name?
Though? I don't know. It's probably hideous.
It might not even be Carmen.
It's like Glansberg or some shit. Carmen Electra. Oh, her name is Tara Patrick.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Tara Patrick.
My worlds are colliding.
Tara Lee Patrick.
Wow.
Or Lay? I don't know. She's 47.
I would have thought she'd be older.
Yeah, she's fucking smoky.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot she married Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, and he broke his penis having sex with her.
Yeah, dude, when you're really going after with Electra.
Yeah. That's one of my biggest fears is to snap my penis in half.
I don't know if I have, like...
the ferocity?
Yeah, I think you need a whole lot of just
dude,
like a driving force.
You could snap your dick, dude.
Yeah, but I never
What does that feel like, though?
You ever have it where your dick, like, pops out, and then it hits, like, the edge of, like...
Her butt, or, like, the... Yeah.
And then your dick just kind of, like...
Ooh, I don't even want to think about it. I can feel
it's like
it.
A car crash.
Yeah.
Your dick's like, ow.
Yeah.
You ever see an NFL player land on his head? And you're like, oh, he bounced up, dude.
And then they're like, sorry. And I'm just like, let's keep doing this.
Let's keep doing this, and I'll worry about this later.
Yeah.
But it feels like your dick's going to fall off.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, she, a glamour model. She's from Ohio. Got smokes out
there. Her, LeBron. She's got some goats out there. Steph Curry.
She's from Ohio?
Yeah. She's from Akron.
Machine Gun Kelly. Dude, she's so fucking hot.
This kid's going down the fucking rabbit hole now.
Now I'm going to put Carmen Electra 90s.
Oh, I mean, she was unreal.
Yo, we dressed like fucking idiots back then.
Yeah, we were, yeah.
I don't know what
people were thinking in the 90s.
I think everyone was trying to look exactly the same. And what I mean by that is that dudes were trying to look like women. It's the same deal with like the 70s, though.
And today, kind of.
We all want to look
alike. We all want to look like
the
ladies.
90s was the only time where it's like, dudes, we look like shaggy dogs. And like
2000s, we all wore like quadruple XL shirts. And
that's what it was, 2000s.
Yeah,
was
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
About, not 90s.
No, 90s was like alternative and like stuff like that. Didn't you say you wanted to talk about something?
Oh, yeah. Something that is making me fucking sick. But there is a... Instagram that I came across and I was like very confused by. I was like, what is this? But it's basically a cartoon.
Okay.
Right? And it's not a cartoon like Dora the Explorer. It's like a cartoon like Shrek.
Okay.
Or something. That's like it's cartoon, but they also like sort of look lifelike.
Okay.
You know,
3D animation?
Like Lord Farquaad, like how he looks.
Okay.
Right? You're like, okay, I can see that this is like a person. It's not a clear cartoon, but it's like a cartoon. Whatever I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
But it's of a pig man. So it's a pig man cartoon that has an Instagram account acting like a real person. So what that means is somebody created a pig man cartoon and is now having an Instagram account where it has a life. And is creating content for the pig man and people are following this pig man.
Like, how's he doing?
I don't really know, and I really looked for him, and I couldn't find him, but I'm sure the pig man will show his face once again.
Oh, yeah.
It will rear his ugly head.
Especially after this.
Yeah. So the pig man's going to pop up.
That's terrifying.
It's very scary, and why it's very strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of like your favorite. It would be like if Homer Simpson had an Instagram page.
Mm.
And but they look real, and they look like they're done professionally, the pictures, because they're obviously cartoon, but it's so, like, real-looking.
I gotta see this pig man.
It's one of those like Pixar fucking movies where it's like, this looks so real though.
Are we talking Up or are we talking Toy Story?
Like Toy Story.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
So like he just posts himself like standing places or like going, doing stuff or like eating.
Yes.
That's like creepy.
Hanging out with the.
The fellas. What man and animal do you think would be the scariest thing combined?
Don't make me do this.
A man pig is scary.
Dude, a man pig is terrifying.
A man shark? I'd be terrified of a man shark. Do you find this guy?
A mark? No, man. I'm really looking at like...
A man shark? I think dog men would be cool. Like a dog person.
What the hell are you doing over there?
I'm trying to combine animals that would be with people that would be like under like cool kind of.
I'm typing in pig man, but I'm not really getting much. I'm getting a bunch of like. Hold on. I don't even give a fuck that there's dead air on this show right now.
No, I want to find this fucking pig man too. I love that Frank and Always Sunny is like, that's dead air.
That's dead air. No, but like Pigman. His name's not Pigman, but he is a pig man.
Brian Pigma Quaka? Pigman TV?
No. I don't know, man.
Oh my God!
Did you find a Pigman?
No, but this guy, look at this. That's what a man pig would look like.
Ew, man.
Yeah. This guy has a pig head on his head.
I really want to find this pig. I don't know if he's a pig.
Why do people that shoot animals have to take pictures with them?
With like a, you just slice its head off and now it's like, all right.
Dude. It's like, let's all smile in this picture.
Also, I don't really get trophy hunting where you're like, oh, dude, let's go kill a giraffe. It's like, what the fuck? For what? For how?
I wonder how much a giraffe weighs.
Dude, I wouldn't get close to a fucking giraffe. You kidding me? Where's this fucking pig man?
Yeah.
Pig cartoon. I'm going to type into
A giraffe weighs 1,800 pounds, by the way.
Dude. You would think if you search the tag pig cartoon on Instagram, you wouldn't get a whole lot. But you would not believe the amount of pig content that is out there right now.
Oh, there's a lot of pig content. People love pigs. Would you ever have a pet pig?
A pet pig?
Yeah.
This one is just of a girl who has pig ears. The fuck? Mm.
Pig tits too.
I can't find the pig man. This is gonna honestly.
It's gonna haunt you. It's all right. It's all right.
I want to say his name is Brian.
No, his name's not Brian.
I'm telling you, he has a human name, but he doesn't have a pig name.
This guy that I'm looking up is named Brian.
That might be why I'm thinking Brian.
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Pig man.
Pig. Character. Instagram.
Not Esther the Wonder Pig.
I don't know what the fuck that is. You'll know when you see this pig, dude.
Okay.
No, that's not it. But this is a verified pig on Instagram with 500,000 followers.
Like, come on. How's a pig verified?
Who the fuck likes pigs
that much? How's a pig verified and I'm not?
Hey, man.
Fuck!
It's a popular fucking pig, apparently.
Yeah, but what the fuck, man? I'm popular too, dude.
The pig man's in the wind.
Yeah.
He's in the wind. But if you see him, he'll pop up eventually and get a hold of that pig man and send it to me because, like, I can't sleep at night. But it's very strange just to think about. And that's not the only one I've ever seen. I saw one of a girl, and it was the same kind of thing. Like, it was very, like, Final Fantasy Japanese schoolgirl shit. And she had posts where she would post shit and
have captions. She'd do, like, the whole thing, like...
Yeah, the little Asian laugh. Yeah. It's like, you can't cover your mouth with this.
No.
Use your hand.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
So she would... Was she Asian?
That's up in the air.
Or would she be... Pretasian, pretending to be Asian.
No, she wasn't pretending. It was a cartoon.
Oh.
Another cartoon, like the Pig Man.
Oh.
But she was Japanese schoolgirl.
And she was a character that has an Instagram.
I don't know if she was actually Japanese, but she definitely had like a Japanese uniform.
It was like yeah, it was skirt.
Very, yeah. It was very like, she looked like a
Street Fighter-ish.
Like a hot Pokemon trainer or something.
Got it.
What I mean? So I saw that too, and I'm like, now there's two of these things. Like, this, there must be a market for that. And there must be someone thinking, like, here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a character, but we're not going to make a TV show around them. We're just going to make them an Instagram.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get kids to follow them.
Sick. Yeah, probably. It is. People are sick freaks.
Isn't that sick freak?
Sick fucks. You know what's weird? I don't think I could ever own a pig.
Why?
Because I feel like I wouldn't be able to give it enough, you know?
Why, you think they just eat and eat?
Yeah. Like, you know?
I think you give it like a whole apple and it will crush it.
Do pigs have teeth?
Hell yeah.
They do, right?
I mean, they eat humans in some movies.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They will eat humans.
Feed them to the pigs.
That's a little scary.
Yeah.
Man. I wouldn't want to be eaten by a pig.
No. Probably hurts.
Yeah.
No, pig.
No.
That'll do, pig.
That'll do. Well, if you could own any animal, though, like that's domesticated other than a dog, what would you have?
Like a cheetah?
That's not domesticated.
They can be domesticated.
You cannot domesticate a cheetah. It'll kill you.
Not personally, but people have domesticated.
Yeah, but they still live in like cages and shit. They're not just walking around their crib like, yo, what's up, man?
Monkeys?
Ever since I saw that woman get her face ripped off, I'm too afraid to like.
I'm talking about a little monkey. I'm not talking about a gorilla or like a fucking.
Like a pickpocketing.
Like an orangutan.
A pickpocketing monkey.
Yeah, I'm talking about Abu from Aladdin.
Yeah. That'd
little,
be cool.
Little thing like that. That goes out of hand. I could punch the thing to hell.
Yeah. Or just swing it around your head.
Yeah.
Because they got long tails. PETA's going to come get us.
Yeah. We're talking about if they're bad.
If what's bad?
A bad monkey.
Yeah, listen, there's bad monkeys out there.
Yeah, I mean, there's bad people, bad
monkeys. I'm not putting up with that.
There's bad whales.
Yeah, but if they got a fat dick at a museum, you're going to go see it.
Whales probably have crazy peepees.
Longer than you and me probably put together. Like me standing on your shoulders.
Yeah, you got to think about the velocity that jizz comes flying out of that thing.
Remember the commercial where, like, the wind would blow that guy back in that seat? That's what it would look like. Paint.
It's like, I've seen the miles per hour out of that blowhole. Now what about that low hole? Spraying that jizz into the ocean. You think you ever swam in whale?
Yeah, I was ejaculate? Just thinking that. Probably.
Well, if you swam in some whale ejaculate.
And also, how does a whale get on the beach? Kind of a dumb whale, no?
They get stuck?
Like a beached whale, yeah. Like
yeah, but I think they're like dead and they wash up on the shore.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe. You got to be kind of a dumb whale to just swim onto the beach.
Yeah.
You know? No offense. Sorry for the whale enthusiast.
I apologize to all the whales watching.
Yeah. Whale watching. You ever been whale watching?
I live in New York City, Danny.
So what?
I've never been whale watching.
I've been whale watching and it's fucking cool.
Wait, where the fuck did you go whale watching?
Cape Cod.
You saw a whale?
Multiple whales.
How many whale?
I don't know. Is it whales?
I don't know. Wait, did you see them like jump up?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, dude. If you go to Cape Cod, you could see whale watching and you see them go and they shoot the shit out of their head. Yeah.
Dude, I want to see a whale so bad.
I'm telling you. They probably have whale watching somewhere in New York too.
Where are there whales around
here?
Look it up. No.
Dude, the Atlantic Ocean's right here.
I mean, it's not right here. But
dude, if you go to Jones Beach, they probably have whale watching fucking shit out there.
That's true. I seen a shark there. I saw a shark at Fire Island once. And I had to tell like a lifeguard, be like, yo, there's a fucking shark because I saw it.
Fucking snitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to let some old fucking Susan get eaten, get her leg bitten off.
They say most shark attacks happen in shallow water.
That's where the people are. That's why. Who the fuck is swimming out in like 400 feet of water?
There's always dickheads out there, and the lifeguard. But not as much. Lifeguard's got to tell them to come back because the current's taking them all the way over there.
Yeah, but there's most sharks. I forgot.
Most sharks.
Most shark attacks happen because that's where all of the people are. Duh.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that people are out in water too. like people scuba dive and do all
that
shit.
Yeah, but not nearly as much as there. There's 10,000 people in fucking 10 feet of water in Coney Island.
I wouldn't say that shallow water, 10 feet.
I meant like 10 feet out into the water.
Oh. Good save. Yo, let me see your pecs.
You want to see my pecs?
Yeah.
Why?
All right, let me see. Just see your biceps.
Wait, what are you doing?
Let me see your biceps. Do you have a bigger bicep? Like, do you feel like one of your arms is bigger?
No.
Do you feel like one of your arms is harder?
One of my arms is stronger, but because I have a fucked up shoulder. I dislocated my shoulder when I was like 15.
So your left arm is stronger?
My right arm is stronger.
Your right arm is stronger.
Yeah, because I can lift more with this because this one is a little weaker.
Got it. Like so you can feel that all the time.
Yes, if I don't go out of my way to like make this shoulder like strong.
Yeah. Okay.
Like I have to do like weird shit.
So you're not gonna pop those guns up?
You want me to pop my guns
up? Yeah, you can just double them up.
Why?
I just don't want to see what I'm working with here.
What are you working with?
I work with you. I want to see. Make sure. Let me see. Oh yeah. That's suckable right there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
What'd you do if I just started getting a nosebleed?
Yeah. Unless you couldn't make anything. Muck. What was the redhead girl's name in Pokemon?
Misty.
Yeah, Misty was hot.
Yeah, that fucking redheaded slower.
Yeah. Was Brock black?
I think so.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Or Blazion?
He's more Blazion, yes.
Yeah, I think he was a Blazion.
Yeah.
Blazion man.
Hot mix.
Fucking dick, though, in the beginning, you know? It's yeah. Like, oh, I have Onyx. I'm like, dude, fucking relax.
Yeah. Also, I love Onyx, though.
Yeah, Onyx was cool.
Yeah, but also chill.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Don't all be right. All high and mighty about it. We get it. It's a cool Pokemon. Yeah. Don't be an asshole, though.
I'm going to take it out. I'm going to take care of you. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all for this week's episode. Danny. Where can they find you? What else are you up to?
You could find me at Danny Lopriori on Instagram and Twitter. And also go check out the Stank Podcast coming out every Friday, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Me and Frankie just talk about our favorite movies, dabble in some boobies, whatever comes to our minds, video games, TV shows all the time. That was a great poem.
You just say titty V shows?
Titty V shows, yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you too before we go. But and that's where you can find it, at the Stank Podcast, everywhere you could find podcast. What was your most monumental tit that you ever saw? Like the first one you were like, yeah, I'm here. Like movie tit. Because somebody asked us on the last Stank.
What's the best tit?
Yeah, and he said Halle Berry from Swordfish.
No, I didn't see that till later in life. My monumental tit.
Because I remember Pam Anderson in that movie Barbed Wire. Her titties came out.
Damn. I'm trying to think. This is tough. Can you throw some titties at me?
Kate Winslet, Titanic.
I didn't see that till later also. But that was a monumental tit.
When do you think's the first time you ever saw a tit that like wasn't in your family?
Like in the wild or like on
in the
online?
Online. In the wild.
I remember it.
Whoa, tell me.
I think I have told you this.
Have you? The first time you saw a tit?
Yeah. I think so. Where this girl was like, if you hit a half court shot, I'll show you my tits.
No, I'd never heard that.
Oh. So it's a funny story. I don't know how old I was, but...
How old was the girl? Like around your age?
She was older than me.
Okay, cool.
But... no, she was older than me. But...
Nice.
She was like, if you hit this like half court shot, then I'll show you my tits. So I shot it and I hit it.
Drained it.
Well, I didn't drain it. Off it hit, the, like off the backboard and then off the front of the rim and in.
Yeah. That's even better.
So I was just kind of like, I just tossed it up because I was like, fuck it, a tit. And she did it. And then one of my friends, who I won't name, said, all right, I'm going to go now. Like and shoot it right, but then beforehand, and she's like, "All right." And then beforehand, he was like, "Yo, when I go to take the shot, just like distract her, and we'll all just celebrate like it went in."
Ah, classic,
right?
Classic. So, I have one of these too. I'll tell it after.
So, I did my job. Shoots it. She's distracted. Completely misses. Like, it hits the backboard really fucking hard.
Right.
And then everyone's like, oh, whatever. So, and she's like, no, 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 no. And then Frankie's like, oh, I hit it though. Like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then she goes.
You just said his name.
Oh, my God.
That's a Danny mistake right there.
There you go. Yeah. So anyway, so then that happens and she ended up, she's like, okay, okay. So she goes back to the place where like she showed me. It was like in the corner.
There's always a hidden titty reveal place.
So instead she had like this jacket on, she opened it. And do you remember the company, FCUK?
Yeah, I do.
It was like French Connection, whatever. It just said, don't FCUK with me. So she opened that up and just sunned him. It's fire.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Titties are great. All right. So me and my friends used to do this thing, okay, when we were in high school. And
I can't believe I did that. That's so
funny. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm more impressed that you drank. You earned those titties.
Yeah, I did.
We cheated. So what we would do is like, I'd be like, yo, take any card out of this. If I guess it, it's your boobs. What we would strategically do is have a friend behind drinking a beer, so when they showed the card, they would know what it was. And they would be like, four clubs. They would mouth it. She'd be like, four clubs. And people would be like, oh! She'd be like, yeah, we've seen some titties tonight. So that was the game.
Nice. Anyway, you guys can find me on... Instagram and Twitter at Joe Santagato. Go follow the show at The Basement Yard on Instagram. And go check out the Patreon, patreon.com/TheBasementYard to support the show. We appreciate that. You get extra content and you get every episode a week early. So go check that out, patreon.com/TheBasementYard. And that is all. See you guys next time.